Teamwork, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fishing guy Patrick Kissel was on a river near Fairbanks, Alaska with his new girlfriend. He had told her that they were going to float the river and go fishing for kings. Turned out that the river had been reduced to a tiny stream, and they ended up having to both drag their raft over rocks for miles and miles. I asked him if that had a negative impact on his relationship.
You know, we're still great. She's still with me. On the river, honestly, I don't think I would have wanted anyone else out there. Even though I was the one who kind of put us in this position, she realized we're in the middle of Alaska. What are you going to do? Get mad at each other or quit walking, you know? We pretty much ate our food, kept dragging the next day. We fished one other spot, but it was like this river, I mean, it was just a creek. And there were some spots that we'd float maybe 200-300 yards. And then, you know, that was the longest. And then we'd get up and we'd be dragging this thing again. But every bend had rainbows and grayling in it, you know, every deep hole. It was an incredible river because who else would float it, you know? Who else was dumb enough to do it? So we ended up finally getting down to the end. We saw one little group of kings, didn't ever get to even hardly fish him, but didn't get off the river until that next night at like 9 o'clock, then had to drive all the way back down to Seward to kick her out for work. And I had a guide trip that morning at 6 a.m. So yeah, as far as our relationship on that trip, she was awesome. Like I said, she realized there's nothing to do but keep walking and dragging.
Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.